Throughout Alaska's waters, shellfish populations have been in decline for decades, decimated by overfishing in the 1980s and by changing ocean environments in the years since. Bristol Bay's world-renowned sockeye salmon fishery was a bright spot in a dismal statewide salmon harvest last year, but its Red King crab fishery is in steep decline.
And there's quite a lot of concern that this fishery could close as early as this year.
Ginny Eckert is a professor of fisheries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She spoke at a recent legislative hearing earlier this month in favor of a bill that supporters say could help reanimate shellfish populations statewide, including in Bristol Bay. The Dunleavy administration supports this initiative. Sam Raybung, the commercial fisheries director for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, has a background in mariculture. He says allowing hatcheries for crab and other commercially harvested wild species could help state fisheries managers in Alaska.
The only tool the ADF&G has at this time to help those stocks recover is to keep the fisheries closed, which we have done for over 35 years. With the passage of SB 64, there will be another tool to try.
Sponsored by Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens, Senate Bill 64 would specifically allow shellfish hatcheries in the state. Proponents say investors could then grow and release shellfish like clams and crab to boost statewide shellfish populations and harvests. There's already mariculture in Alaska on state leases. Aquatic farms produce Pacific oysters, blue mussels, and several species of kelp. But Raybung says mariculture hatcheries would be a form of fishery enhancement for species released and caught in the wild.
This entails the restoration, rehabilitation, or enhancement of natural production. And this benefits the common property fisheries, subsistence, personal use, sport, and commercial, rather than private ownership.
Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez sponsored the House version of the legislation.
I mean, it's all in the name of taking advantage of what has so far been an untapped resource in terms of, you know, the oceans and the shorelines of Southeast Alaska and all of Coast Alaska have always been ripe for this kind of thing.
Ortez says new mariculture development could be a significant economic driver.
The technologies and the recognition that we need to diversify our fisheries industry even more as other fisheries start to maybe encounter problems. I guess there hasn't been the need necessarily up to this point in history. And now that there's the need, we're providing, you know, the pathway for that need.
But there are some who worry about how releasing juvenile shellfish species would affect the larger ecosystem. University of Alaska Fairbanks Fisheries Professor Milo Atkinson wrote a letter warning lawmakers that juvenile crabs aren't like young salmon that mainly return to the same rivers and streams each year. Crab go wherever.
The big problem with the crab hatcheries that makes them a lot more risky is that they are not going to segregate from the wild stocks. They're not going to congregate in a spot where you can harvest them without also harvesting the wild-born animals, and they're not going to be reproductively isolated from the wild crabs as well. Basically, you're going to have a mixture of wild and hatchery-born crabs.
Atkinson told KSTK in an interview that he knows mariculture has the potential to benefit fishing communities, but he wants to make sure the state doesn't harm its marine resources.
Based on the evidence and the research we have right now, in my opinion, it's much too risky to proceed with a crab hatchery program. But, you know, further research could possibly change my mind.
Fish and Game's Sam Raybung says even if the bill becomes law, don't expect a gold rush-type stampede for shellfish hatchery permits. He says his agency would be deliberate and conservative with an emphasis on natural productivity.
Alaska already has the most stringent aquaculture guidance in the world and is held up as the example of how to do it right in a manner that minimizes negative effects on natural production and maintains the sustainability of natural production and the fisheries and people who depend on that. And that will not change.
The legislation would also allow the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute to throw its weight behind hatchery-raised shellfish products. And it would allow Alaska's nonprofit salmon hatcheries to get into the mariculture business. Both versions of the bill are still being heard and debated by legislative committees. A date on a floor vote hasn't been set. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.